Here's a thought I'll title, The Difficulty with Gray. I mentioned the other day that I was photographing in the Badlands of South Dakota. This is primarily a region that has a lot of bentonite material, which is a very light gray, sometimes reddish, sometimes yellowish, but an awful lot of light gray tones. And as I've started to work on some of those images, I've come across one of the challenging issues of working with very light gray. And that is, light gray looks differently depending on the background against which it's seen. Think the matte board if you're making a print or in a digital display, what the color of the background is that the image is seen against. I first bumped into this issue, years ago, in the late 70s and early 80s. I started experimenting, believe it or not, with black matte board because it occurred to me that black matte board would make the highlights in a black and white photograph appear brighter by comparison, and therefore it would feel more like the light was emanating from the paper, which it did. But regardless of whether or not those light grays looked better against a black matte board, I sort of learned that black matte boards were simply taboo in the gallery scenario. Nobody wanted to look at black matte boards, and that white matte board had become the custom. The problem with white matte board is when you put a light gray against it, it becomes a dance that is difficult to get right. If you put a light gray tone against a white matte board, if it's a little bit too bright, you might lose some of the detail because it will just get lost in the white. And if it's a little bit too dark, those gray tones will look dingy. They don't look alive. They don't look right. And I've talked about this before, about how sometimes with a particularly high-key image, you have to have a different processing depending on what the background is that is going to be seen against. Fortunately, this is relatively easy to do in Lightroom. I think you can do this in Photoshop too, but I don't do it in Photoshop, so you have to check that out for yourselves. But in Lightroom, if you take that very high-key light gray image and change the background to black or to dark gray, you'll notice that the whites just jump off the page. They just look so illuminated and so bright and so natural. They look like light bouncing off of something. On the other hand, if you want to test this, right mouse click on the background in Lightroom, not the image, but the background. Change it to white and watch what happens to those delicate grays. Suddenly, they become sort of gray looking and they don't have much life to them. And so with a white background, you have to brighten the image in order to preserve that sense of alive lightness. And with a dark background, it's a little more forgiving that you can have a slightly darker image that has more detail in the whites, but it'll still look like it's bright and alive. In my experience, this is one of the most difficult things to get right in black and white photography because there's no right answer. Well, actually, that's not quite true. There are two right answers. One right answer when your image will be seen against a white background and a different processing when your image will be seen against a dark background. And unfortunately, we don't always know what the background will be for a given image, particularly if it's going to be seen on a web page, for example, which by default is probably going to be a white background. But it's possible to code the background in a web page to be something not white. And so it's not even a matter of processing for one medium or another. What's necessary is processing for the tones that will be used in that medium. And like I say, we don't always know. It's one of the difficult things about these high-key images. And one of the reasons why I prefer PDFs as a publishing platform for digital images, because in a PDF, you control the color of the background and can force the background page to be white or black or anything in between, textured, whatever you want, which is a really handy property of PDF publication when we're dealing with these images that have such delicate light grays that need to be seen against a specific background in order for us to know exactly how to process them.
Copyright 2025. Lenswork Publishing.